On this day, 27th August 1971, IRA blast carnage. 23-year-old Harry Beggs, a clerk of Ravenswood Park, Belfast, was killed, and 35 others shocked or injured when a 15-pound gelignite bomb exploded yesterday in the electricity offices at Malone Road, Belfast. Of those taken to hospital, one was said to be ill. Two had undergone operations and others were suffering from minor injuries. Early this morning, doctors were fighting to save the sight of one young woman. Another may have to have a leg amputated, and a pregnant woman is in danger of losing her child. The 600 staff at the electricity board offices were filing out after an anonymous phone tip that a bomb had been planted when it exploded. Cardinal Conway yesterday condemned the explosion, and his condemnation was echoed by the Civil Rights Association, Liberal Party, and official IRA. As horror swept the country, the Cardinal said, "I want to condemn in the strongest terms the bomb explosion this morning, which resulted in death and injuries to innocent people." This and similar activities are, I am sure, repudiated by the overwhelming majority of Catholic people. Army can't solve North's problems. The British Army cannot solve the North's problems, but it can give the Stormont government's reforms a chance to do their healing work. Mr. Geoffrey Johnston Smith, Under Secretary of State at the British Defence Ministry, said in Belfast yesterday, "Professionals join strike. Doctors and solicitors will today take part in a one-day strike in Enniskillen to protest against internment. All Catholic-owned shops, public houses, and businesses are also expected to close, and farmers have said they will refuse to send their milk to the creameries and will instead distribute it free in the centre of the town." One of the town's solicitors, Mr. Seamus Kelly, said yesterday that the strike would be 99% effective among the business and professional community, and a doctor in Enniskillen said that most of the doctors in the town will be operating on an emergency service only. Mr. Martin O'Brien of the Fermanagh Civil Rights Association said that the proposed countywide strike would be practically 100% among non-unionists. Workers and employers in the county will today attend an anti-internment rally at the Diamond in Enniskillen. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, "In a society not yet accustomed to no-warning bombs, the IRA bombing of this civilian facility, killing one man and injuring up to 30 persons, triggered a wave of revulsion." Former DUP leader Peter Robinson has recalled that the death of his friend Harry Beggs that day prompted him to enter political life.